as she had the other times. Yet this time was different. When Ruin pushed back, she didn't retreat. She didn't preserve herself. She drove onward. The confrontation made her divine body tremble in pain. It was the pain of a cold and hot meeting, the pain of two rocks being smashed together and ground to dust. Their forms undulated and rippled in a tempest of power. And Vin drove on. "Preservation could never destroy you," she thought, almost screaming it against the agony. "He could only protect. That's why he needed to create humankind. All along, Ruin, that was part of his plan. He didn't give up part of himself, making himself weaker, simply so that he could create intelligent life. He knew he needed something of both preservation and of Ruin, something that could both protect and destroy, something that could destroy to protect. He gave up his power at the well and into the mists, giving it to us so that we could take it. He always intended this to happen. You think this was your plan? It was his. His all along." Ruin cried out. Still she drove on. "You created the thing that can kill you, Ruin," Vin said. "And you just made one huge, final mistake. You shouldn't have killed Elend. You see, he was the only reason I had left to live." She didn't shy back, though the conflict of opposites ripped her apart. Ruin screamed in terror as the force of her power completely melded with Ruin's. Her consciousness, now formed and saturated with preservation, moved to touch that of Ruin. Neither would yield, and with a surge of power, Vin bid farewell to the world, then pulled Ruin into the abyss with her. Their two minds puffed away, like mist under a hot sun. Once Vin died, the end came quickly. We were not prepared for it, but even all of the Lord Ruler's planning could not have prepared us for this. How did one prepare for the end of the world itself? 82. Sazed watched quietly from the mouth of the cavern. Outside, the Koloss raged and stomped about, looking confused. Most of the men who had been watching with Sazed had fled. Even most of the soldiers had retreated into the caverns, calling him a fool for waiting. Only General Demu, who had managed to crawl back to the cavern after his ATM ran out, remained, just a few steps into the tunnel. The man was bloody, his arm ending in a tourniquet, his leg crushed. He coughed quietly, waiting for Aslidan to return with more bandages. Outside, the sun rose into the sky. The heat was incredible, like an oven. Cries of pain echoed from deep within the cavern behind Sazed. Koloss were inside. "She'll come," Sazed whispered. He could see Elend's body. It had fallen back down the pile of Koloss corpses. It was stark, bright white and red against the black and blue of the Koloss and ash. "Vin will come," Sazed said insistently. Demu looked dazed, too much blood lost. He slumped back, closing his eyes. Koloss began to move toward the cavern mouth, though they didn't have the direction or frenzy they'd displayed before.
"The hero will come," Sazed said.
Outside, something appeared, as if from mists, then slumped down in the bodies beside Ellen's corpse. It was followed immediately by something else, a second figure, which also fell motionless.
"There," Sazed thought, scrambling out of the cavern.
He dashed past several Koloss. They tried to swing for him, but Sazed wore his metal mines. He felt he should have his copper mines to use in case he needed to record something important. He wore his 10 rings, the ones he'd used to fight during the Siege of Luthadel, for he knew that he might need them. He tapped a bit of steel and dodged the Koloss attacks. He moved quickly through the mass of confused-looking Koloss, climbing over bodies, moving up to the scrap of white cloak that marked Ellen's resting place.
His corpse was there, headless. A small body lay beside his. Sazed fell to his knees, grabbing Vin by the shoulders. Beside her, atop the pile of dead Kolos, lay another body. It was that of a man with red hair, one whom Sazed did not recognize, but he ignored it. For Vin was not moving.
No,
he thought, checking for a pulse. There was none. Her eyes were closed. She looked peaceful, but very, very dead.
This cannot be,
he yelled, shaking her body again. Several Kolos lumbered toward him. He glanced upward. The sun was rising. It was getting hard to breathe for the heat. He felt his skin burning. By the time the sun reached its zenith, it would likely be so hot the land would burn.
Is this how it ends?
He screamed toward the sky.
Your hero is dead. Ruin's power may be broken. The Kolos may be lost to him as an army. But the world will still die.
The ash had killed the plants. The sun would burn away anything that remained. There was no food. Sazed blinked out tears, but they dried on his face.
This is how you leave us?
He whispered. And then he felt something. He looked down. Vin's body was smoking slightly. Not from the heat. It seemed to be leaking something. Or... no. It was connected to something. The twists of mist he saw, they led to a vast white light. He could just barely see it. He reached out and touched the mist, and felt an awesome power. A power of stability. To the side, the other corpse, the one he didn't recognize, was also leaking something. A deep, black smoke. Sazed reached out with his other hand, touching the smoke, and felt a different power, more violent. The power of change. He knelt, stunned, between the bodies. And only then did it start to make sense. The prophecies always used the gender neutral, he thought, so that they could refer to either a man or a woman, we assumed. Or, perhaps because they referred to a hero who wasn't really either one? He stood up. The sun's power overhead felt insignificant compared to the twin, yet opposite powers that surrounded him.